Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, good morning.
You know, this technology is doing what it's going to do. But welcome to another episode of of The Love Journey. I am super, super excited. I'm going to get started. We're sending love out to our brother Emir J. Otto Price this morning, family. He will be having a procedure. So we just want to make sure we send lots of love to the ruler of all prosperity. That's what his name means. All right, family, let's make sure we do that today. Let's make sure we send love out. And I'm going to play a song, especially for him. It's by Kim, called On My Mind.
Every
why. Nothing like Kim on the love journey. Everybody know I love Kim. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and this is another episode of The Love Journey. Today is Tell Your Truth Out Loud Thursday, and I'm super excited because God is on the throne. God is inside of us. God is all around us. We are God. God is you. I am God. We are all goddesses and guys, and we are amazing. And it's time to center our mind. I didn't sleep so good because I've just been super excited. So I am on 10 this morning. So let me get my mind centered. And as we center our mind, center our thoughts, welcoming the internal love and presence into this space, our mighty I Am consciousness, the higher mind presence, the I Am that I Am God. Oh, I just want you to breathe in, family, because sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so in this right now moment, I want us to recognize the presence, the one mind, the one presence, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not everywhere present. And as we center into that space of the mighty I Am consciousness, and as I speak from the transcending power, tuning in to that one space, recognizing our perfection, our wholeness, and complete. And in this right now moment, I want us to just send vibratory energy of healing love to our brother Emir J. Otto Price. And as we breathe in all of the goodness of God, I want you to send light and see the light and see our brother in perfection, wholeness, and complete. As we call forth the healing presence, as we send forth the legion of angels, as we call forth forgiveness and healing, I just want us to center our mind as we become still and know that I am God. And as we begin to take in a deep breath, breathe in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, breathing into the heart, deep into the diaphragm, and releasing through the mouth. I want us to breathe, family. Breathe, family. Be still and know that I am. That I am. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Come, Holy Spirit. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time. Be still and know I am that I am.
God. Breathe.
And release. Oh, divine, divine, divine Mother, Father, God. Oh, divine and precious Holy Spirit. As I speak from the transcending power of the I Am consciousness of my higher mind self, I'll call forth the Holy Spirit, the presence of my higher mind presence, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask that you bless every word in my thought process to come out of my mouth. I ask you to remove every human created thought. Come, Holy Spirit. Every human created ego, Holy Spirit, I ask you to remove it right now. Holy Spirit, as I come empty to be filled by my higher mind self, by the higher consciousness of my I Am presence, that I may speak from the God, Goddess, energetic expression of who I am in this right now moment. Come, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, mighty Goddess. Speak your truth out loud. Divine presence of my higher mind, God being, as I speak from the center of my mind, I'm asking you to activate all the forces in me in the mighty, powerful name, nature, and consciousness of Christ. As I recognize that each and every one of our minds is a part of the infinite mind of God, therefore, I declare before the God of our being that in this season, I ask for the healing presence of the mighty consciousness of Amir J. Otto Price to come forth right now, God. Oh, I call forth a healing presence, sending forth those legions of healing angels around him right now, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God of this great and powerful universe, I ask you to touch every cell, every molecule, every organ, every muscle fiber, to get in alignment of the truth of who Amir J. Otto Price is right now. I ask you to cleanse the memory, the behavior, the thought patterns, anything in the cells that is not remembering that it is whole, perfect, and complete. Come on, Holy Spirit. Anything in the data in the cells that's recreating something that is no longer serving or needed to express the higher presence of who Amir is in this right now moment, I call it forth right now, God. Oh, I'm calling forth the greatness in him right now, God. I call forth an anointing as I call forth Jehovah Rapha right now, God. Oh, I'm calling forth Jehovah Rapha to heal right now, God. Heal the heart, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and heal where the crooked places are not straight, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bring peace where there's no peace, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth a healing presence upon each and every person under the sound of my voice right now, God. Oh, Father God, somebody came this morning to heal their marriage, God. Somebody came because they were feeling a disease in their body, God. Somebody came because their mind needed to be at ease, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing. Right now, God, I'm calling forth a blessing of finances right now. Somebody said I'm clogged, God, in my finances. But you said we can call forth that divine substance at hand. Let us gather our manna right now, God. And I ask you to lead us, guide us in the way that our manna should come forth, God. Oh, that we will learn how to use it, God. That we will learn how to multiply it, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God of this great universe, somebody needs to hear you today, God. Somebody, you need to speak to their hearts today. Somebody came with a mind to get blessed today, God. Oh, as we call forth the victory today, God. as we know the victory is ours right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, as we ask this prayer to shift the molecules in the atmosphere, God, that we ask this prayer right now, God, to shift the molecules in our body, God, that it will shift every cell in our body right now, God, that it will cleanse our mind right now, God. Oh, God, as I speak to the God of our being, God, you know, God, what we have need of in this right now moment, God. Oh, I declare before the God of our being, as we fast, as we pray in this season, we ask for courage, God. As we ask you for strength and clarity to do your will as you cleanse our mind, come Holy Spirit and give us a new mindset today, God. Renew the right spirit in us today, God. Oh, Father God, I'm asking you to cleanse our soul, Holy Spirit. Oh, Mother God, I'm asking you to bless every cell and remove in it anything that is not serving a higher purpose. God, I'm asking you to come and remove in our essence and in the emotional process of our body anything that is not serving us, God, anything that is not showing up as the perfection that you created us for, to walk in our authority, dominion, and mastery, God. Oh, I speak now to the God of our presence, to the higher myself. I call it forth right now, God. You said in your words, you know all the things even before I called, God. You said you knew my needs before I did, God. You said you placed me in the womb of my mother's belly, and you said you knew me even before you put me there, God. You said that you had plans of success in your word for me today, God. I'm calling forth your promises today, God. You said in your word, God, it is he that gives thee the power to get wealth, God. You said in your word, it is he that gives richly all things, Holy Spirit. You said in your word, Holy Spirit, I had not because I asked not, God. Oh, well, I come in behalf of each and every person under the sound of my voice, God, asking for even what we don't even know to ask for, God. But you know what we have need of, God. I'm asking you to come and bring forth those desires, because even your word said it is your good pleasure to give us the desires of our heart. Come on, Holy Spirit. And as I recognize that you know all the things I, before I even know, that you are the ruling power of my universe and of their universe, and that we recognize that you are the ruling power over all our affairs in this life. So, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to lead us, guide us, direct, for we are open to receive all that you have in store for us. Father, Mother, God, we call forth an Ephesians 3:20 blessing today, God. We call forth an Ephesians 3:20 healing over in midday out of Christ. We call it forth an Ephesians 3:20 kind of day for each and every person over the under the sound of my voice, God. Oh, I'm calling it forth, God. I'm calling forth those money blessings, God. I'm calling forth a healing today, God. You said I can speak it, God. I'm calling forth a love restored in relationship today, God. I'm calling forth minds getting right today, God. Oh, I'm calling forth an elevated consciousness today, God, because you said it is according to our own awareness that you can do for us only what you can do through us. Come on, Holy Spirit. I'm calling forth you to take out anything that's clogging the consciousness that we will be able to draw to us in Ephesians 3:20 experience, God. Oh, I'm calling it forth today because you said I could, God, on behalf of the authority that is invested in me, God. I call it forth right now, God, in this right now moment, knowing that the God power that is invested in each and every one of us, that it is greater than anything that is outside of us. And I give thanks to the power of the Goddess God energetic expression that you eloquently placed on this earth and called it each one of us, for giving us the power. You see, God, you gave us the power over our mind, God. You gave us the power over our bodies, God. You said we could speak to the DNA, God. You said we could speak to the molecules, and even the atmosphere has to change, God. Oh, I'm giving forth the power of the self-mastery over this body, over this life, over this love relationship, and over every money substance, God. I'm calling it forth today in the mighty consciousness of the Christ elevated energetic expression that you have invested in your daughter, your goddess, your God energetic expression that you have expressed as Janine and Ingram. I call it forth right now, baby. I call it forth in the name of Jesus. We do it, we know it, and we own it. Amen. And so it is. Woo! Woo! Thank you, God. Woo! Thank you, God. Y'all, I just feel like God raining down on us. You know, sometimes you wake up and you just super, super got to put a song up. Because you wake up with a song in your heart. Ask you God.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your glory hold
this. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle.
Fill the love.
Purify our
hearts. Come on now.
We need you to surround us,
surround
us in this place.
Send it over to the
bring new life within us. Send a refreshing Lord. Saturate our hearts.
Come on, God, do your stuff. All right, good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for raining down on us today, God. Oh, good morning, God. Good morning to the moon, the sun, the stars, the sky. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, the clouds, the rain. Oh, rain down on us, God. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to us. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to the land and the soil, the flowers and the trees, the bees, all everything in this universe. Good morning. Thank you, God, as you rain down on us today. Let your all-consuming grace come on, Holy Spirit. Good morning to our angelic family. And as we command our angels this morning, as we invite and invoke the presence of a legion of angels, as we call forth these angels, we send them forth today to be around our brother Emir J. Otter Price. Yes, oh God, we send them forth and they go before us today, God. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, we send those angels before us today, that today those angels will create a path of ease, elegance, and grace. Oh, that everywhere we tread, the angels have already been there
putting our gold dust that we, our feet will step on gold dust. We'll be so anointed that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be on holy ground. We invite and invoke our angelic family into this call this morning. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels. We call forth the powerful archangels, inviting and invoking their presence in our life. Good morning, ascended masters. As we invite and invoke the ascended masters, come. Oh, yes, and as we invite and invoke the master guides and the spirit guides, good morning to the unseen presence. And as we stop in this right now moment, and as we pay homage to those who sacrificed their life, to those who left a legacy, and that legacy is called you, we give honor to our ancestors this morning as we speak their names out loud in our mind and in wherever you are. Speak the names of your known ancestors as we also pay homage to those that are unknown. We send love and light to the ancestors as we invite and invoke the presence of our ancestors, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Oh, I give honor and love to her body and to her who actually used her body to allow Janine to be present in this earth. I give thanks for the womb that sent me to the planet. I give thanks for Miss Mama Colette Grant. She was the womb that held the face of the love journey each and every day and sent love from the day I started the prayer line to the day she left the physical planet. She probably still holding the womb. We call her name Colette Grant. Sending love into the very essence of her ancestry and those who are in her energetic expression that she brought to the planet. We send love and light to the family, and we send love and light to all of your ancestors. We send love and light to those who actually sacrificed their life for us to be the dream that they dreamed. And so we give thanks. Good morning, ancestors, as we invite and invoke your presence. Thank you, ancestors. And as we stand in the glory of our ancestors, we pay homage to those that will come after us. We send love and gratitude to the energies that will come after us. We ask that the very essence of our presence will bless and be the game changer in how our DNA will operate in the planet. That the prayers of our righteousness in this right now moment will change how our those that were our descendants, those who will come after us. We send love into that space. And we just say, thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. You are tuned in to The Love Journey. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, they call this a prayer line, but I absolutely call it an experience, a love experience. Welcome to your love experience. Welcome to a new day where all things are washed away, where you get to renew your mind and start over. Oh, my God, you get to do it in the one mind, recognizing that you are all that God is. And because the source created you out of itself in order to express itself through you and me, and this source being pure mind and action, you see, God knows us as the intelligent vehicle of phenomenal, amazing, great ideas. So whatever ideas, however the universe is seeking to itself through you today, let's allow that presence to come forth. And recognize yourself as the mind of God in expression. Yes, you are the mind of God in expression. You are God in expression. And in this day, in the consciousness of the oneness, as we call forth all the powerful forces that is activated in every cell in our body today, that as we move forward today in the mastery of the transcending, alchemizing, because you are alchemist family. You are metaphysician. And you have the power to heal and to transcend anything that is going on that is not of the higher mind self. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning to my brothers and my sisters. Peace, peace to all the gods and goddesses. Oh, love, love to the kings and queens. I am Janine and Ingram, and super excited about all that God is. You see, today is about our mind. It's all about getting that mind right. And you know, God has me on this Moses. See, I've been reading the Moses Code, and God got me back on the Millionaire Moses. And Moses was an interesting character. You know, Moses, Joshua, and Jesus, like three of my favorite characters. And Joseph, I might have lots of favorite characters. But when I think about how Moses navigated and was the leader of that process, and I think about how Christ operated Jesus, you know, you think about Moses and how things, because after he brought all the people out of bondage, and then right before it was time to move into the promising land, guess what? Soon out of getting out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, entering the wilderness, the Hebrews were warred upon by a desert tribe known as the Amalekites. Now, the Amalekites meant warlike. You see, these are dwellers in the valley. See, the Amalekites, they symbolize the feelings of depression. See, the Amalekites symbolize feelings of discouragement. The Amalekites were confronted. That confronts you with challenges of value. You see, it's when your emotions are not in the right place. See, Moses overcame these emotional plunders, they call them. And we all have to meet these Amalekites someday. There are those warring forces that appear as challenges, seemingly appearing. There's nothing negative about having to overcome this situation or to meet these challenges. They are experiences in growth. And if you grow inwardly as well as outwardly, there'll be some Amalekites along the way. And as you meet them in certain ways, they can cause you to grow into an expanded good, into your expanded prosperity. They can prosper you today. But so many times we get caught up on unworthy streets. You see, so many times we get caught up on not good enough block. Sometimes we live in, I don't have city. We can't get past our own mind. I promise you, family, the only thing that's keeping you from the promised land of your own personal life is your own mind. I promise you, family, it has been really interesting as I walk this journey with people who are living the life that I desire. Where their life is what they want to do when they get up in the morning. See, they don't have to do anything they don't want to do. And in essence, I don't either, but I haven't accumulated the money process with it. Like, I watch them and I watch them. And then I come home and I watch some of my own mindsets. And I realize that I have to talk myself in every day doing certain things to get to that other side. I say, wow, this is amazing how you got to keep motivating your own mind. It's so easy to say, okay, do I want to invest in myself or do I want to do this? It's so easy to say, oh, well, this ain't worth it. Oh, it's so easy to talk yourself out of your own dreams, out of the own, everything that you've been praying for. Just because it don't necessarily look like the package you wanted it. Maybe you've been praying for a lot of money. And you said, God, just let me win the lottery. Or let me do this and that. But sometimes God got to stretch you. You see, you got to be stretched into the consciousness of what it is that you wanted. And from the space that you're in to where you want to be, it's just our own mind. It's just the own glass ceiling that we created for ourselves. The conditioning. The rat race, the process, going to a job we don't like, going so that we don't even appreciate us because we're not even appreciating ourselves, being in relationships that's not honoring us, staying in situations that's not conducive for us. I don't understand why we do it. And I'm talking about me too. I ain't talking about you. Really, I'm only can talk about me. Why does this illness keep showing up in my body? Why does this money situation keep showing up? Why does anything keep showing up in my life? It's the difference between how we speak to our mind. It's the mindset. I was listening to this lady, this guy. I listened to two people. They were in this event yesterday. I was in. And both of them was homeless, didn't have no money. And they became these salespeople for this particular company. Commission on. And she said she would get up every day, go to the gym, and wash up, shower, curl her hair, put her clothes in the locker, and she would go out every day. And some days it would be harder than others because she said she had to talk to her mind about what it is that she wanted to make happen in her life in order to create the life she wanted for herself. She said she went from homeless to making $75,000 a month. It took 4 years to get to $75,000 a month just because she spoke to her mind every morning and said she deserved it and she deserved it and she deserved it and she got up and motivated herself. The same thing happened with the guy. From zero to him making 50 grand a month. Now, what's the difference between us and those kind of people who are making that kind of life and creating a life that they desire for themselves? What's the difference between us and a Oprah, us and a Tyler Perry, us and whoever may be in the space that you desire to have a similar lifestyle? And as I research, it's only what we say to ourselves each and every day. What are the Amaloks that we're facing each and every day? So let's go back to Moses. He said there are problems like the Amaleks that result from your own negative thoughts, words, and actions. And when you begin to think, speak, and act constructively upon the beliefs and omnipresent good, you overcome this type of Amalek, either quickly or at least progressively. He said it took him 4 years. He said it took him 5 years to go from zero to 50 grand a month. Now, maybe 50 grand a month may not be what your freedom number is. Maybe 5,000 could be your freedom number. 10,000 could be your freedom. But what is it going to take for you to go where you are today to wherever you want to be in that freedom number or lifestyle that you want to create for yourself? You see, I've already written mine out. I see myself laying up on Dubai Beach. I see myself going to the Caribbean in the Fiji Islands. I see myself on a camel in Dubai right now, y'all. I see myself laying on the beach with a pink umbrella, toasting it up to my new life, living the experience of what I desire every single day. That Ephesians 3:20. It's a lot easier than we think, but it's all in our mind. Oh, my God. There are also problems and elects that result, not from our negative thoughts, words, and actions, but from the mere necessity to grow us. You see, in order to move into the place that you claim you want to be, millionaires, billionaires, 100,000-aires, whatever your affirmation is, there's going to be a certain stretching, a certain amount of stretching. But let me tell you something. Thinking about Facebook and how Mark Zuckerberg met, I think his name is Patrick Dempsey, who owned it, that music industry thing, that actually, he was the actual one who hooked Mark Zuckerberg up to a guy who had plenty of money to take Facebook where he needed Facebook to go. But what's that right there, relationship? So when you really think about the bottom line, it's how we navigate in relationship. Come on, y'all. Relationship. How do we see ourselves in this big world? Are we still trying to hide? Are we still this invisible sailor? For me, I promise you, the sixth day of this meditation that Rose is doing with Deepak Oprah, 21-day meditation. If you're not on it, you need to check it out. Levitate till you meditate. I promise you. That sixth day was the most profound day of my life because I saw that little girl in that the exercise was to see yourself in a childhood home that you grew up in. And I saw myself in many different homes. In the first home, I saw myself sad and lonely, and I saw myself invisible. But I saw how it translated into my adult life. I saw where it translated to me unworthiness. I saw how it translated to not good enough. I saw how it translated to not taking care of my body. I saw how it translated not honoring my body with the right foods and exercising and limiting what it should be loving, overindulging in sugar when I shouldn't have, not drinking enough water, and just not the things that I should, working all day and not taking a lunch. All the things that I didn't do well for me. I saw how it all translated throughout my life, how I would run through the whole day, hadn't had a drink of water, not even honoring my body with nothing. And then sometimes so lonely running through a fast food place or grabbing a Snicker bar or something or some chips because I hadn't stopped to honor myself. See, that's part of loving yourself is honoring yourself, you know. You say, oh, I love myself. But then when you think about it, do you really? Have you stopped because you've worked this job and you get so caught up? It wasn't even that the job demanded that of me. It's just I was an overachiever, didn't want to stop. And I would do that today even for myself. I found myself sitting here doing some work, and the whole day go by, I hadn't ate, hadn't drank. And I said, okay, can't do that. You got to move your body. You got to get up and drink some water. So now I make myself get up and drink some water every so many hours. I make myself move my body. But guess what? It's an effort because it wasn't a habit. And then when I get this new idea, and I need people to help move this idea to the next level, and then I want to call somebody, my mind's going to tell me something. But guess what? In order for me to move to that next level, I got to have relationships. We are not alone. We can't do this alone. You cannot do this alone. Life is not meant to do it alone. So how we see ourselves in reflection to other people is important. So let me tell you about, let's keep on moving with Amalek. So sometimes there's a blindness of going from the light into the darkness. You see, that's the part of when we don't know where we don't know that we don't know where we don't know. And it can be fearful. But we got to be steadfast. We got to be like Moses, what he did with the Amalek. You got to overcome your dwellers in the valley, in that valley. You must know them for what they are. They are not enemies, but they're friends because they are problems in growth. They are problems in growth. They are challenges that grow us. You see, there's a blindness of coming out of the darkness into the light. They are problems in growth. As you take up the use of the prosperous attitude, you got to do one thing. You're going to encounter these growth spurts. And as you come out of the darkness and into the light, It's going to be times what I call soul expansion into the light, increased understanding, learning how to use more of your mind power. Family, we have the tools. What is the tools? Journaling. What is the tools? The mirror work. The mirror work is the most powerful work on the planet. Loving yourself is the most powerful work you can do on the planet. And let me tell you why it's one of the most powerful tools on the planet. Because half the time, the reason we don't ask for or do the things that we need to do or honor the things we need to do because we don't love ourselves. So say I'm in the MLM and all I need to do is just ask 10 people to do certain, 10 people to sign up or whatever. But I won't call because guess what? Oh, well, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, blah, blah, blah. And I won't call and just even offer the opportunity to anybody because of my own doggone mindset. You see what I'm saying? We got to open up our mouth. Or I want to be a speaker. And I want the world, or I got a book. Or whatever it is I want the world to know about in order for them to exchange my gifts so that in exchange for my gifts, I can get what I desire. But I won't open up my mouth and I won't go to the people who I know I've been called to go to because God has given me the idea to call such and such and such. And then I say, okay, and I put it off and I keep putting it off. Why? Because of my own fears in my mind. But we call it an excuse. You know, we call it an excuse. We make up excuses for why we don't do what we know we're supposed to be doing. Like if you know you're supposed to be doing a book, or you know you're a writer, or you know you can expand your gifts in any way, but you don't do nothing about it. And you keep going to that process of why am I making this amount of dollars an hour? Why haven't I gotten a raise? Why haven't I moved up? Why haven't I, whatever? Nobody is in control of your life but you. It's your mind. It's your mind. Get your mind right. I promise you. I thought my mind was right, family. But it ain't even nowhere near where it needs to be in order for me to achieve the life that I want. But I'm sure doing the work, family. I've been working. Get paid. I'm working, family. I'm working on my mind. I tell you, Jim Rohn said if we work on ourselves like we work a job, he said you'll be a millionaire in 5 years. You see, when Moses learned that the Amalekites were planning to attack the Hebrews, he sent Joshua and his men out to meet the Amalekites. He said, Joshua, he would stand on the hill and hold up his hand. As long as Moses held up his hands lifted, it indicated that Joshua and the Hebrews were winning. And when Moses' hands were let down, it would mean that the Amalekites were taking over. By watching the position of Moses' hand, Joshua determined the course of the battle. Now, what does this mean in terms of our mind? So check this out, family. Moses took Aaron and Hur with him to the top of the hill. When Moses was tired of holding up his hand, Aaron and Hur assisted by holding it up for him. They helped Moses keep his hands uplifted until nightfall, and then Joshua was able to overcome the Amalekites in battle. Moses, with his outstretched hands, is perhaps the first example of the symbolic use of the cross in the Bible. The cross was a spiritual symbol employed by the people from early times. You see, it was found among the ancient people of India, China, Egypt, Greece, and Mexico as a symbol of divine intervention in the affairs of mankind. You see, Moses' outstretched hands formed a marvelous picture of a powerful being of divine power into human affairs. Of course, the hands of Moses had already become a symbol of divine help to the Hebrews. Moses' outstretched hands had brought freedom from the plague and divided the sea, freedom from slavery, delivered from hungry and thirst into the wilderness. Now his hands were the power and victory that certain people have the spiritual power to protect and help others in time of need, an essential theme of this particular experience of mankind. Aaron was the brother of Moses, and his name meant strength. Hur was the brother-in-law of Moses, and his name meant affirmation. You see, the hands of Moses symbolize the executive power of the mind. And when the mind is uplifted, you can overcome any challenge that will rise in your life. in your body. When the mind is down, you are inclined to lose to life battles. You may often tire trying to be positive in the face of problems, just like Moses. You see, sometimes Moses' hands got tired of being uplifted in the face of the enemy forces. And I know sometimes you get tired. I know you get tired. I know you be like, how long, God? How long, God? But the hand symbolizes the use of the five basic ideas in the divine mind, and that is life, love, wisdom, power, and sustenance. Like Moses, you always have her, which is the power of our positive words. You see, her was the symbolic, H-U-R, her. That's Moses' brother-in-law. He was the symbolic affirmation. And that means what words, the vibratory energy, what is vibrating out of your mouth? Words have vibrations. And what is the vibration of the words that are coming out of your mouth? You see, you can either put our mind up or to put our mind down. You always have the Aaron, the mind power is sure to uplift you. You can call on earth and Aaron mind powers to help build up your thinking until the battle is won and the overcoming has been made. You see, when the lady was talking about moving herself from being homeless and $0 to where she is today, she had to keep her mind uplifted. She had to keep her strength. She had to look in the mirror and tell herself every day that she could do this work, that it was going to take to move her out the experience of being homeless. After victory with the Amalekites, Moses built an altar. And in this altar, there was always offering prayers and financial sacrifices to Jehovah in appreciation for answered prayers. Later, when he recounted to his father-in-law, Jephthah, all that Jehovah had done, Jephthah also showed his appreciation by giving sacrifices and offering to Jehovah too. Another act of spiritual and financial thanksgiving to God. What am I talking about? Over and over, the Hebrews always sealed their blessings of victory and answered prayer with thanksgiving. Now, let's talk about that. How many of us are really in gratitude? How many of us are really in gratitude? How many of us really sit and thank God even before it happens? How many of us thank God in the middle of the habit? How many of us even thank God afterwards? How many of us send out our financial blessings where we get our spiritual food? How many of us actually just physically, in a physical voice, just simply stop in the middle and say, thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, mighty I am present. How many of us just stop and thank our bodies for being so powerful? That even when we don't drink enough water, even when we didn't eat it and feed it and do all the things we should have did, and even in the stress of all the stuff, it still do what it's supposed to do. Come on, Holy Spirit. Thank you for these beautiful body temples. How many people even thank the opportunity to go to a place to create money, energy into our life, our jobs? How many people thank God for their spouses? How many people even pray for their spouses, pray that for them to be who they need to be in order for them to grow and expand in their own way, not in our way? So many times going in this marriage, I wanted Brent to be where I wanted him to be, the way I wanted him to be, to show up the way. But I had to learn that he had to grow and expand in his own time, in his own way. And I had to call forth the highest and best good in him in his own way, not the way I wanted it to be. But I was just simply thankful and gratitude for the loving heart and the kind spirit of who he is. I never have to take out a garbage. Sometimes, family, I'm ashamed to say I could be in the house all day. He'll come home from work all day and cook. And I wash the dishes. Terrible, I know. But he do. But I had to stop sometime and just thank God for the very essence of his presence, for being who he is in the way that he wants to show up. So because I can get caught up in what I want him to do the way I want him to do. It's just so many things we're not grateful for. And so today, if you want to expand your money, expand your mind, we got to get our minds right. Our minds, family. It's our minds. I was reading the article Mastin Kim wrote. And he said, can we be honest today about something that might make you uncomfortable? He said the best transformation comes from uncomfortable topics and diving deep. He said, I don't like to mess around. I'm blunt. And I'm a fierce supporter of your dreams. So let's get a little uncomfortable today so that you can grow and really start kicking your butt, where he cursed, in your purpose. He said, let's talk about money. Let's talk about money. He said, now get more of it in exchange for your talents and gifts. Do you feel a calling to impact the lives of others? Maybe you don't know exactly what it is. Or maybe you have an idea, but you aren't quite sure how to line up to that money part. He said, if you have a calling, if you got a yearning to make the world a better place, then he calls you a heart-centered entrepreneur. Are you ready to share your gifts and talents with the world? But listen to what he says. I'm in your corner. He said, I want to give you an edge. He said, but all success in business starts in your mind. Even failure starts in your mind. When you get your mind right, everything follows. He said, so listen up. Lend me your ear. He said, I could be your biggest cheerleader, but it don't matter, because only thing that matters is what's going on inside of you. And so if I'm here, I just got done with an incredible group, and I want to talk about the three key mindset shifts. The mindset shifts that you got to make if you want to become or if you want to grow in your life. So first, let's define what it means to be a heart-centered entrepreneur. See, you're a heart-centered entrepreneur if you have a skill or an insight or an ability to help others transform their lives. What does this really mean? You want to teach people? Do you want to write a book? Are you a writer? You're a heart-centered entrepreneur. Do you want to share your gifts and talents with the world? Then you're a heart-centered entrepreneur. This might be through a piece of code. It might be through a coaching modality or a spiritual modality or a healing modality or a nutritional modality. But if you are into improving and transforming the lives of other people, then you are a heart-centered entrepreneur. He said, here's three key mindset shifts. I think it's going to be important for you to have if you really want to step into your path. He said, the first thing we have to do is start to realize that when we're earning revenue or profits or money as a heart-centered entrepreneur, it's not unspiritual. How many of us think it's not spiritual to get paid? Come on now. Get paid. It's this big idea that if I'm spiritual, then I can't earn money. And I think that's something that makes people compassionately angry, because the people who are the life coaches, the nutrition coaches, the Reiki masters, the yoga teachers, or you know, those heart-centered entrepreneurs who are building code or software that can transform their lives, these are the people who can improve the world. And if you look around, the world is in a state of wherever it is right now, and there are plenty of large corporations and super PACs and all these things that have no problem raising billions, millions, trillions of dollars that are not necessarily making the world a better place. And yet the people who can transform the world like you, like me, are scared to engage into the topic of money. I'm going to have to give me a sound effect. He said, we desire, we need money in this world. We are spiritual beings. And money is spiritual. It's energy. And part of this human experience that some of us have to go through is making peace with our finances. and recognizing that money is just energy, and energy is an exchange for value, and we've been making exchanges as long as we've been human beings for the longest time. Even back when we were caves, when there were just cavemen and women, hey, I got this rock, I'll trade you for this piece of wood, or hey, I got this coin, and I'll trade you for the donkey, or whatever it might be. We've been in the process for a long time, this exchange process. So you first have to start to make peace with money and recognize that money is not evil. It's not bad. There's nothing wrong with it. It's an energy. And actually, we live in an abundant universe, and it's absolutely okay for you to receive abundantly for the gifts that you're bringing to the world and the value that you bring into the world. But how is anybody going to buy anything from you if you're the best-kept secret? Come on, y'all. Woo! I need to tweet that. That's some good stuff. My family is the best-kept secret. Some people write a book and don't nobody ever know they even wrote a book. Talking about those best-kept secrets. Are you a best-kept secret? Are you keeping your talents and your gifts secret? You see, the second mind shift that we have to have, the second mind shift that we have to make is that when we dedicate ourselves to being a heart-centered entrepreneur, we're choosing a new lifestyle. And it's going to require some patience. So what does this mean? It's not just something that's going to happen sometimes overnight. He says, my career has been building over the last decade plus, and while I've been learning best practices that if I knew 10 years ago would have shortened that learning curve, they have certain things that just take time. It takes time to build a following. It takes time to build a platform. It takes time to hone your content and really figure out what you're teaching it and what differentiates you from the world. So you must commit to the patience and to the new lifestyle as it relates to improving the lives of other people. And then third, we have to be bold about what our skills and our gifts and our talents. Come on, family. Somebody is a best secret. What is your skill? What is your gift? People ask me this all the time. Janine, what's my purpose? See, it's usually not very hard to figure out. Usually it would come easy to you. So if kindness or insight or passion or the ability to see further than other people or see the blind spots or how to cope, if that comes easy to you, it's a lot of times you just write out what comes easy to you as something that's just not a bigger deal. It's interesting. I was talking to my girlfriend the other day, and we were talking about somebody else who we're mutually acquainted with. And she was saying that she has her to look over her stuff, and she was saying she was a good writer. I was like, really? I said, but you know, now that I think about it, I can see that. But I had never knew that about this other person because, you know, this other person is hiding. They're living their life on purpose. And I know because I see the longing in her eyes. I see the longing in her energy that she wants more. But I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if she's such a good writer, why don't she write? Why does she go to a job she don't like, start to create something she do like? Not to say to quit the job, but maybe she did some more of the things she liked. Maybe the job could be better, or maybe she could create a side hustle that will even make everything even better. I don't know. But I just wonder, why is she such a best-kept secret? Family, why are you a best-kept secret? Why are we hiding behind what God has given us to operate and navigate in the world? Why won't we let our light shine? I believe that what we're really passionate about, what we're really purposeful of, and what is something that comes easy, and I'm not saying it doesn't require hard work, for example. He said, I'm shooting this video right now, and it's a one take. This comes easy to me, having a conversation with you. When I get on stage, speaking is easy, writing is easy. It takes hard work to bring it out into the world, but it's what comes naturally. So what comes naturally for you? If we can make peace with money and start to recognize that we deserve, let me hear you say, I deserve to have equal value in exchange for the value that we're bringing to the world. If we start to understand that what comes easy to us is something that we can pursue, and if we start to understand that we have to be bold about proclaiming that process, then we can step into the path of becoming a heart-centered entrepreneur. And here's why this is important. Family, I'm going to say this is why it's important. Now, I'm going to say it again and again. This is why it's important, because the world needs you. What the world needs now is you and you. Yes, the world needs you. The world needs your greatness. The world is waiting to experience your greatness. The world is waiting on you, 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 yes. The world needs you to give your gifts. The world needs you to come out and help other people see their blind spots, to raise their consciousness, to help people improve their lives, to heal from their trauma. We need you to do that, and if you're not bold enough about it, it'll never happen. So to recap, we want to make peace with money and recognize that money is energy and you deserve it. You deserve to give it. You deserve to receive value for your special gift. Second, be patient and commit to a lifestyle of transforming lives. And then third, be bold about who you are and what your gifts are. And know that it comes easily to you. I love y'all. I know I've been on high. I've been super, super excited because I've been super, super raising my own consciousness, super, super raising my own mind value, super, super working to develop a different lifestyle in the next level, sharing my gifts and my talents with the world in exchange for a value of money. It's not easy, family, breaking from one level to the next, but it's worth it. It's so worth it. The world needs you. That's my message. Any questions, comments, or concerns, that's 6. And if you're on Blog Talk, press 1. Know I love you. Know the world needs you. The world needs your talents. The world needs your gifts. The world needs you to show up, not tomorrow, today. So with that being said, if there's no questions or comments or concerns, I see you all at the top, family. I see you all at the Jim Carrey. The secret to life.
My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. I've often said that I wish people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame, and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Because everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left of you is what was in your heart. We're not the avatars we create. We're not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling. Our eyes are not viewers. They're also projectors that are running a second story over the picture that we see in front of us all the time. Fear is writing that script. Now, fear is going to be a player in your life, but you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying that you can ask the universe for it. Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass. Why not take a chance on faith? Not religion, but faith. Not hope, but faith. I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it. You are ready and able to do beautiful things in this world. And after you walk through those doors today, you will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart.
Love. Love is really the answer to all the questions. Don't let fear stop you from being the great that you came to the planet to be. Tonight, on Sighted Enterprises, our very own sister from another mister, Carla LeBeau Hawkins. Take your time, family, and if you have a few minutes, come in and support Sighted Enterprises on tonight's radio show, teleconference show, with our very own Carla LeBeau Hawkins. Everything your mama should have told you but never did. Tonight, I'm going to remind you that your life is a gift from God. Family, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. Family, did you hear me? Your life is a gift from God. But what you decide to do with your life can be a gift back to God. So today, how will you choose to continue to live your life? How will you choose to continue to live your life? You get to choose that. You see, life only offers us really one thing, and that's love, which we get to choose now, though. There's really no other choice, but sometimes we choose other things, but really it's all about us choosing love. Remember, that's the only thing life really wants us to do. It's teaching us. It's moving us. It's pushing us to remember to do what, family? To choose love. Don't just dream your God-sized dream. Don't just dream your God-sized dream, son. I want you to live your God-sized dream. So what would you do if you could just move out of yourself and get past your own things? What would you be doing with your life right now? I want you to think about it as you move through life today. This is I Am Your Mind by Roy Ayers. Think about it. The only difference between where we want to be and where we are right now, between the money we want to make, between the life we want to live, is our mind. I am your mind. Right here on the Love Journey, my main thing. Thank you.
sister. I am your mind. Within you is a never-ending magnitude of infinite strength, wisdom, and will. You travel my roads through life, never knowing your own true reality, because my thoughts remain like distant quasars. You abuse me, never letting me say and do as I feel. Our thoughts split from love affairs to choice of friends. We argue like two enemies, yet we are good friends. Now there are moments when we harmonize with each other and become one with nature and reality. But these times are few, when after you have replenished yourself, the fear of the truth sets in. We split and you start to run again. Running, 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 running through women, men, jobs, people, and life, looking for the answer when I had it all along. But I smile, because I am your mind. I was your mind yesterday, I am your mind today, and I'll be your mind tomorrow. And as our end draws near, we will become closer. But you and I, we will never be one. For I will part from you, and you will part from me. You finding another mind, and I another soul. And we'll travel on and on. By the way, I need more than sex to nourish my equilibrium, but I do need sex. I also need sun, trees, stars, creativity, and love, but you saturate my soul with too much of one and not enough of the other. Therefore I cry. But why do we cry? Because tears cleanse the windows of our minds. I am your mind. All your thoughts inside your mind, wanting to be free. Well, now you've got the chance to let your mind grow and be free. Because the music is just trying to say things to free your mind. And if you let your mind be free, then you can understand mine. There's no need to be afraid of me. I want to be your friend. I'm just trying to give you music from deep, deep, deep within. Your dreams can become reality. My dial reaches full, but you've only been turning me halfway. Turn me up, and alpha and theta waves will spew from your pores. Knowledge, peace, happiness, and prosperity will be placed at your feet. Let's create. Solve. Accomplish and unify. Assalamu alaikum.